Well, let's get to the training tonight. We've got such great friends on, and I'll tell you what, you know, there's not an event we've ever been to where this couple was not backstage. You know, just they're just like the core of Legal Shield. When you think of Legal Shield, you know, you think of Mr. Stonecipher, you think of Wilburn Smith. We also think of Larry and Mary King. They have been with this company
right.
almost since the beginning. I mean,
the
over 30.
Yeah, they're like the spine of Legal Shield. They hold the whole thing up.
That's right. Over 30 years. And Larry's background, he's an he was an Arkansas state trooper. You can read about them in the profiles, of course. And Mary was the secretary at Walmart. And they are some of the most down-to-earth, loving people and caring people I've ever met. He was at the Thursday meeting in Dallas with the other 30 or so of us that were the top earners and platinums in the company. And when he spoke, everybody listened. I'll tell you, and I heard people comment on that because, you know, he's got such wisdom in the industry, and he's been platinum. Y'all listen to this. Larry and Mary King have been platinum ever since the term platinum was pulled out of the air and put into existence in the world of Legal Shield.
I had two people call me about Larry King this week.
Yes.
That were at that meeting. I mean, it was
at
Mike,
the meeting?
Yeah, Mike, uh-huh. Mike Melia and somebody else yesterday. Anyway, they just raved about it. I mean, I'm just telling you, they just raved about it.
So much respect from all of the leaders, and we're so honored to have them
on. Oh, Steve Fleming was the other one.
Okay,
that
cool.
That was today,
very cool. So they're very well respected. There's, I don't know anybody in the whole business that has more respect than this couple, and we're just honored to have them on our call. They're Millionaire Club members many times over. They've been platinum consecutively ever since platinum has been in existence.
They made a profile of success movie about their life.
Yes, they sure
and
did.
And I've got a lot of questions for them.
Okay, I know you do. Frank kept asking me questions, Larry, and I said, well, I'm not sure. We'll ask them, though. they're, of course, they're $250,000 ring earners and
Millionaire Club members.
Have hit levels above that. And so I just want you to know, we appreciate you being on the call. And by the way, too, of course, they are in the platinum world. They're a recipient of the platinum bonus, the London trip, and anything else that the company offers for platinums. This couple's got it. So Larry and Mary, thank you for being on tonight. Are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you very well, Larry.
All
it's
right.
Good to have you on here. Thank you so much.
Well, I tell you what, I'll pay you all for all those comments when I see you.
Real loud, Larry.
I'm real loud.
Yeah, speak up just
well,
a little.
I don't know if I can turn it down that much or not. You know me, I'm speaking loud so they can hear me.
You may have to get on just the regular phone.
Okay, let me try. Am I good, Frank?
Yeah, you sound pretty good to me.
All right, it's just Mary's in the room with me here.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine, Larry. Okay. I got a couple of questions before you start.
All right, well, ask them.
Well, I just want people to know who you guys really are. And do you still live in Arkansas?
Yes, sir. That's the only place I know to live. They won't let me out of here.
Yeah, and don't you live on a farm, I think, or something?
Yeah, Frank, you know, I've bought and sold. When I got into Legal Shield, I was almost too broke to pay attention.
Okay.
And you know what I mean by that, probably. And I looked at this, and I've owned several thousands of acres of land and bought and sold land, and it's all been through Legal Shield. Now I'm in the process of developing a subdivision right here close to my house. And, I've just got a lot of things going, Frank, but, you know, that's all my playthings. That's my toys that I play with. That's not where I make my
money. Right. Right. And you have children, don't you?
Yes, sir. I have
grandchildren and great grandchildren.
I have two children. I have six grandchildren. And I have one great grandson.
Larry, that's
wonderful. I know why they call him great now.
Well, we have six grandchildren, but we just inherited three just recently. Our son, which he had a 16-year-old daughter, only granddaughter on that side of the family, and he is corporate management with Walmart, and they have been foster parents, and they just adopted a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 6-year-old. So
we're having
a big celebration Saturday, bringing them into the family. So we're so excited. We know it's going to be a blessing for the children, and it's going to be a blessing for us too, being able to take on this, you know, endeavor with three more grandchildren, and we're excited about that. And, you know, Larry was talking about the things you get to do through Legal Shield. You know, I was just sitting here thinking we paid more income tax this year than, you know, we ever made, both of us working, ever, and working our jobs. So, you know, you just think about that. And, you know, our upline, which is Carol Smith, she's enjoying reaping all the benefits. I know she misses Wilbur, and, you know, it's unreal because he's been dead for 2 years, but he left her such an income. She just has anything she wants, and she has one grandchild, but she is in the process. She had a lake house torn down, redoing all the docks out there in his building. She said it's going to be a small lake house. Well, it's got two master suites in it and a full basement, so you can imagine what she's building. And and she says she pays more taxes every quarter than, you know, any time that they ever used to make. She said it's a six-figure income that she pays in taxes. So, folks, this is the kind of things you want to be and want to, you know, I told Larry the other day, we have a new goal. We want to leave our children as much as Wilburn left his children. You know, and that's a good goal because Wilburn always dreamed big. He taught us to dream big. Anytime he ever bought anything or we ever bought anything, the other wanted, you know. One time Larry got a Rolex Presidential, and he wore it, and Wilburn saw it, and he said, "Where did you get that?" And he said, "I just bought it." And he throwed his, he had a just a silver when he threw it down on the table, and he'd never put it on his arm again until he had the Rolex Presidential. So, you know, it's just setting goals, and if you want something, put it up, look at it every day, and you will have it. That's the way Larry and I have always been, and all of our grandkids have always called us their rich grandparents because if they want something, we buy it for them. If my granddaughters want something, we go buy it. And another thing I want to touch on real quick is, you know, I've worked the business right along with Larry the whole 30-something years. And one thing that I do is I do anything that nobody else wants to do. I do our appointments. I go do group calls. I'd recruit. I'm constantly looking for good recruits, totally, everywhere we go. In Vegas, when we were there just recently, we stayed at the wonderful Caesar's Palace, and Larry could do what he wanted to do, and I could go to all the forum shops and do the things I wanted to do. And, you know, this to me, this is life. But, you know, our granddaughter turned 18 on May of 2012. And when she turned 18 the night before, we put her in as an associate. She has been in the performance club every month since then, and she is a sophomore in college. She's going to be a cardiologist. She's studying all the time, but we make sure that every month that she has enough in there to make about $1,000 a month, so she has spending money that she don't have to go out and work because she don't want to, and she can study and do all of her studying and everything. So, you know, just being able to do this for your children and your grandchildren, to me, it's worth going out there. And I tell people, I tell our grandson's 26-year-old, he's going to a meeting next week in Dallas. Rip called him and four or five others in, and he's going to a meeting with Rip. Rip is really impressed with him. He spoke in Vegas, and I tell him all the time, and I'll tell everybody on this call tonight, do you want to work now while you're young and so you can have a wonderful retirement like we do, and work if you want to? If we want to get up in the morning and go work, we do. If we don't, I don't schedule us. I schedule someone else to do our meetings. So, you know, if you want to work hard when you're young and make sure it works, and then when you get older like us, we're 65 this year, and we can retire if we want to. Mason said from stage in Vegas, there's three couples that can just totally walk out and do nothing. He said it's Larry, Mary King, Dave and Bev Savola, and Nick and Gail Serba. He said they'd never have to work again if they don't want to. And it's so true. We don't have to work. We've set ourselves up that we don't have to do anything. And that's what you need to do early in life. Set yourself up to where you can enjoy and reap the renewal benefits later on, and you can leave it to your children. Larry, I'm sorry I took so much time. I'll give it back to you.
Mary, I know you get excited about this opportunity. I mean, you know, folks, let me tell you something. She got that wrong. She don't go shopping. She goes buying. There is a difference
totally.
Than going shopping and going buying. Frank, do you have any other questions? Or?
No, I love this story. I mean, there's so many young people on here that need to hear this because sometimes it's so easy to get discouraged, you know, but you've been through everything with Legal Steel they've ever been through. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and you guys are still here, and now it's all paid off, and it's paying off, and it'll continue to pay off, and I think everybody needs to hear that story.
I know, and I don't know anybody at that meeting in Dallas that was more excited than you, Larry, and, you know, I'd love for you to tell everybody about what you see, because you've seen this company grow from, gosh, you know, a handful of associates to thousands today, and you've seen the company go through ups and downs, and you know, I just really value your insight and your wisdom. And so if you could tell, you know, kind of talk a little bit on that topic and also give our team a little coaching on what you love to do, and that is recruit.
You know, Teresa, the one thing that people need to understand, my grandson, you know, as I said a while ago, your family is the most important thing to you. I mean, there's not anything more important to me than my family. Either they're directors or executive directors in this business, if they're my children or grandchildren, and they're old enough to be in this business. My grandson's an executive director. He was a senior in college, and he was in the last semester when he got married and had a child and had to have a job. That didn't work that well, but, you know, the thing about it is the fact that he had something he could turn to. I mean, folks, let me tell you something. I've came through. When I come into this business, I was young. As Mary said, I was 65. I'm 65 now. I was 34 year old when I came into this business, and I wasn't looking for anything. Let me tell you something. If somebody says I'm not looking for anything, they've tapped me on the shoulder, because I was not looking for anything. I was 100% satisfied in what I was doing. I was in another company that's based in another Ada. Our company was in Ada, Oklahoma, and the other one was in Ada, Michigan, and I wasn't looking for anything. I really wouldn't, and I don't even know why I went to that meeting. You know, I think God puts you in places he means for you to be, and sometimes you don't know why you're there until you get there. And I think that was my real thing, is when I got there, I took two guys there to get a job, because back then it was network. It wasn't network marketing. It was, am I still there, Frank?
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh.
Let me back up in.
Just go ahead.
Hold on, just a second, Larry.
Okay. Well, anyway, what happened in that deal is I took two guys there to get a job. We didn't network market that time. All we did was sell groups. And, you know, they looked at it, and, hey, they're still both got their memberships. They bought a membership from me over 30 years ago. I sold it to them. They still both got a membership. They're both directors in the business. They hadn't done that much with it. But the thing of it is, everybody don't have to do it. You want them to keep their membership. That's the real thing that builds your book of business. But, you know, as I'm looking at the road to success for Legal Shield, as I think most people, you know, to really be successful in Legal Shield, you got to know what you want. When I looked at this business and I saw what it did and my background from being in law enforcement, I said, hey, I could build a great good philosophy on what I saw, because I knew right then what I wanted to do. I wanted to build a prepaid legal business big, and I knew I could, because I called Mary on the phone and I said, Mary, I've just seen something that would be easier to do than shooting ducks sitting on the pond with their feet tied. Now, folks, that's an Arkansas saying. It might be a North Carolina or South Carolina. I don't know. I'm a Southern boy. But anyway, I thought it'd be the easiest thing I'd ever seen to do. And it really is. I think a lot of times in our business is too easy to make money. If you go out there and talk to people, because even the statistics the company's showing now, the people that's wanting it and people that don't have it. And, you know, you just got to discipline yourself to an attitude. Folks, I don't care what anybody says about what I do, because I believe in what I do. You'll never change my attitude about what I do, because I've built a philosophy that this is what I want to do, and this is the company I'm going to be with, and you're not going to change me. You've got a solid support system. Frank and Teresa Coyne are the salt of the earth. They're the rock of Gibraltar. I've been around Frank and Teresa enough to know, and through Steve Fleming and the other people through that associate with that team, I know that the support system, and I like when y'all opened about reading books and a positive attitude, because attitude's everything. Your attitude determines your altitude. If you got a good attitude, you'll have a high altitude. So you got to have that attitude to have that high altitude, and y'all got that. And I know that y'all were talking some stuff about daily disciplines. You got to have daily disciplines. You know, and the real thing that I think is the thing that people have to realize, they got to be willing to pay the price. Anything that's worth having, you got to pay a price. I mean, if you go out and you look at cars, you can buy a cheap car and get there. Or you can buy a Rolls Royce and get there too. It's just arriving there in style. As Wilburn says, you know, the difference in money and not having money is arriving there in style. And you can arrive there in style with this company when you develop this attitude that you can do this thing. You know, when I got in this business, folks, it was different than what it is now. It was totally different than what it is now. And people says, I wish I'd got in when you did. No, you don't. You got in at the best time. When I got in, the roads were all rocky. As a matter of fact, a lot of them were dirt roads, and it's rained down and it's slick. It's hard to stay on them. Now they're all paved. You know, this opportunity we got is anybody can afford to get in it. It's very affordable. The opportunity is simple.
Especially since it's $99.
Whoa, right? Man, what are you talking about? That's as cheap as it was back 30 years ago. That's right down in the affordability. I don't know if anything's got back, you know, its prices went down on. And this opportunity, Mary, has been equal for everyone. I mean, I've seen people come in, and, you know, I know when Dave Savola got in. I know when Brian Crothers got in. I know when every one of them got in. I know when Frank and Teresa got in. And the opportunity, as I've seen them come through the ranks, has been equal. The opportunity we have is powerful. And if you really get into it, it's encouraging, because I heard those stories y'all told a while ago, and these stories that you hear are encouraging. I can sit here and tell you stories all day long about the membership and what the membership's doing and what it's done for people, and that's encouraging to me. It's comforting. It's comforting that you sell somebody something they can't go no place else and get. I tell everybody, it's kind of like having the only candy store in town and nobody's diabetic. They got to come to you to get it, and everybody can use it. So, you know, the thing that you're looking at, this business is encouraging. It's comfortable. Excuse me, it's comforting, and it's really good compensating. I mean, I look at the people and the amount of money and the ring earners and the new BMW program that we have, the people getting the BMWs, Mary. I mean, it's shocking when you look at this. Tony talks about this on Monday, and they do that. You know, we talked about some things Teresa knows about in Dallas, about more recognition, people having it. And, you know, 90% of failure is caused by excuses. I mean, how many of y'all ever heard somebody make an excuse like, well, I don't have enough knowledge to invite somebody? That's just an excuse. You know what an excuse is? It's the skin of a lie backed up by a reason. It's not really an excuse. Leave it to successful. I'm going to call somebody and try to get a hold of them and let them do it. Don't want to impose on others. That really just really gets me when somebody says, well, I don't want to impose on somebody. You don't want to impose on giving somebody an extra $100,000 a year, $250,000 a year, $500,000. You don't want to impose on doing that. You know, you're not yet caught the dream. Knowledge is power and stability. And Frank and Teresa Cohen and the training they do, there's a lot of knowledge and a lot of power in there. And, you know, success is about getting things done, folks. It's not about sitting back and waiting and watching for it to happen. It's about making things happen. You know, there's three important questions for your success. And if you want to write these down, you can, but there's three important questions that I ask everybody. And if you really do these three questions, you'll get on the right track. You need to look at it. What do I really want? You know, what do you want from this business? You know, what do you really want? And I'd like for you to write that down. Really, really do that and clearly define what you want. You know, some people don't know what they want, so they're getting what they want. They don't want anything, they're not getting anything. But if you want something, if you want a different level, you want a different house, you want a different car, whatever you want to do. And I tell you what we've always done. We've rewarded ourselves when we hit a level by success. When we wrote down something and we hit that, we did a reward for ourselves and our children. Children love to be rewarded. And, you know, the main thing you got to ask yourself is what I'm willing to change to get it. What are you willing to change to get this? And, you know, you've got to make changes if you want to really have anything. You've got to make a change. The next question is, for success, why don't I have it yet? people are saying, well, why don't I have it yet? I've done this and I've done that. Well, circumstances. It may be the choices you made and the consequences that you got from the choices and the circumstances that you developed. You're not doing it right. You're not listening. You're not plugging into the coin system. You're not plugging into the legal shield system now. You must make the choice to take the chance if you want anything to change. You've got to make that choice. And you're going to have to take that chance if you want it to change. And, you know, it won't happen if you don't do that. It just will not happen. And, you know, during the years that I've came through this company, folks, when we started out, we didn't even have we took copies of brochures and copy of apps and copied them so many times that we really didn't even know what was writing on there because we couldn't afford the company was just starting, didn't have the finances to put us where it wanted to be. And I sat down and talked to Harlan Stonecipher right before Legal Shield bought it, and he said, you know, Larry, we've come a long way, hadn't we? And I said, we sure have, Harlan. He said, you know, it's just nice to have more money than you need. And, you know, I used to say when I wrote apps, I'd call in and I'd say, they'd say Harlan was borrowing money on his furniture to pay us. And I always ask, how much furniture does Mr. Stonecipher have? You know, I didn't know if he had enough furniture to pay for all the apps I was writing back then because the company was just trying to get started, folks. This company's not trying to get started. This company's got rocket boosters on now. And, you know, you've got to be a part of it or you'll be left behind. And the third question is, what am I going to do about it? What are you going to do about your success? Are you willing to take responsibility? Are you ready to focus on what's within your control? You know, you have control over your responsibilities. Are you willing to focus on and take control of it? If you're not where you want to be, it's because of two reasons. I'm not doing something enough, or I'm not doing something right. You know, Nick Serva said that. He said, you know, I like what he said. I've always really thought about that. If you're not where you want to be, you're not doing something enough or you're not doing something right. And I guarantee you there's some of you is around to it. My grandson is 26 years old. I love him more than anything. And I told him, and Mary and I, she talked about it a little while ago, a little bit about this, is we want success for him more than we want it for ourselves. Now, folks, we've got success. We've got success, and we talk to him all the time. I said, Larry Daniel, you know, there's seven things you really need to do. You need to discipline yourself. The 7 D's for success is discipline yourself, Larry Daniel. You've got to discipline yourself because things will pull you away from where you want to, what you need to do. I mean, there's a lot of deterrents out in the world. There's dream stealers. How many of y'all know dream stealers? I mean, that don't want you to have anything, so they'll try to steal your
dreams. That's usually your family and your friends, Larry.
Yeah, that's who it is. I mean,
totally.
You know, do you have the discipline? Are you willing to get the desire to do it? And do you have the determination? Discipline, desire, determination, and dedication. You know, on this call tonight, it took dedication to get on here. It took a desire. You had to be determined to do it, and you had discipline. And the one thing about it, if you're on this call, the 50 is dependable. Are you dependable? And I'm going to tell you something. Some people is desperate. You need more money. I know you need more money. Things are tough today. The economy's tough. But I can tell you this. This company, this product, and what we have can give you the affordability to get out of any kind of desperation you would ever have. As Mary says, you know, it's nice to pay in the six-figure income tax a year instead of trying to make a six-figure.
But, Larry, when we first started, we just set our goal to make $1,000 a week. And when we did that, then we set our goal for $2,000 a week. And we'd go out, and then it didn't pay but $20-something dollars a sale, but we would make sure that we had enough apps each week to hit our goals. And now it's not that hard to hit a goal of $1,000 or $2,000 or maybe $10,000 a month. It's not that hard to do that like it was back then. You just got to set your goal that you're going to see that many people, you're going to recruit that many people, and then you know, you start getting your overrides off your team too. If you're a director or above, those overrides are wonderful when you're starting somebody out new.
You know, Mary, and that's
like,
what
it's more than what we made going out and selling the membership.
I mean, that's what we talk to our grandkids about all the time. Folks, you got to realize now, I'm talking about my grandchildren and my children. I'm not talking about other associates. There's one person or the people I would not totally steer wrong. I don't want to steer anybody wrong. But my grandson, I sat down and talked to him, and like I said again, he's built a business. He is always an executive director above, silver, bronze. executive silver or bronze every month. You won't see him fall out of there. I won't let him fall out of there because success is a choice in my family, and there's no choice but you be successful. I'm not going to let you fail because success, you're just going to be there.
I want to say something right there. I was working with him one day, and we were about a couple hundred miles away from here, and we were talking about his sister going to be a cardiologist, and he said, I'm really glad that she was going to be that, and that's her goal, and that's what she wants to do. But he said, you know what? He said, I'm luckier than she is. And I said, why? And he said, because I get to work with you or Paul all the time, and I love what I do. You know, here's a 26-year-old that loves what he's doing. He's good at doing it, and, it's just, seeing he knows where he's headed.
Well, and I tell him all the time, I say, when you're talking to people, if you walk up to somebody, you want to talk to them about this business, don't just jump on them about the business first thing. Go up, and if I was talking for Frank Acorn, I'd walk up to him, and I'd say, hey, Frank, how you doing? How's South Carolina? If I knew where he lived, I'd develop something of common interest with somebody before I actually, even strangers in cold contact, and I ask somebody a question. Somebody asks me all the time, said, how do I work people when I don't know anybody? I simply ask them a question. I said, do you know somebody in this area that like to make $1,000 a month, part-time or full-time, a week or a month? I said, would you like to make $1,000 a week, part-time, full-time, maybe even a week or a month, whichever you'd like to do? Do you know anybody in this area? And you watch them. They'll say, well, sure, me. People are out there wanting to do what we do. I mean, it's just how bad do you want this thing? That's all you got to decide is tonight. I'd like for each one of you to when I leave, I hope that I can instill that on you, is you'll develop how bad you want it and what you're willing to give to get it and when you're willing to start. Performance Club, Mary, that's something we just die hard by.
Right.
Larry Daniel, last month, he had a few people in Performance Club, and he doubled his Performance Club is the fact that we put a little formula together. Is we said, if you want to be want to make money and how you want to make money, and I'll run through it really quick if y'all want to kind of imagine this. As I told them, I said, you want to make money and how you want to make money, and I sent this to Mike Mia, Frank, and he just fell in love with it. He may have told you about it. But it was building a team. The first step in becoming successful in our business is to become performance qualified. And, I can't spend my time with people that's been in any time that's not in Performance Club because I'm wasting their time and mine both. If they want to do this business, now it's a cakewalk. Like my granddaughter, she's studying to be a cardiologist at the University of Arkansas, full-time student, but she's in the Performance Club. You get in the Performance Club. And I said, what you do is you get in the Performance Club, that's your first step. The next thing you want to do is you want to start building a team. And what we want to do is make you a Power 20. And how we do that is we help you recruit five people. Now, I don't know what, Frank, I hate to, don't want to go against anything that you do.
Oh, but, you're right on. Go right ahead.
I said, we need to recruit you five people and get them in the Performance Club. And if we can get you five people in the Performance Club and you're in the Performance Club, guess what? You're a Power 20. You're dead on for a Power 20. What we're doing is we're going to start making you money. Now, just stop and think about this. You're in the Performance Club. You got five people in the Performance Club. Now you're a Power 20. Now the next thing that you need to look at doing is if you got a piece of paper and you're writing this down, you draw a circle and you draw five over and draw five people off that you've got in. Is you help each one of those get one person in a piece. Now, what you've got is you've got 25 memberships sold by your first-level people, and you got 25 memberships moved by your second-level people because you just help each one of those five get one person in the Performance Club. Now you got 10 people in the Performance Club doing 5 points. You're generating 50 points plus yours as a bonus, and you could and should be an executive director. In most cases, you will become an executive director by creating five first-level Performance Clubs, helping them get at least one person, just one person in the Performance Club, then you've created a business that you started in the executive director range to where you've now got 50 points being moved or 50 counters being moved through your team in sales. Or, it may be short if you're doing a lot of recruiting, and recruiting is the key. The lifeblood of your business will be your recruiting. But building a team is all revolves around building a big team. It's performance club. It's I showed a formula in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I had some people that got in at Super Saturday had never been in performance club again before. I said, let's build a team. Let's go performance club, 5 sales a month. If you do performance club for 12 months times 5 sales, you're going to have 60 sales in a year. And the average is $100 a sale at the senior associate level. That will pay you $6,000. I just rounded it off, folks. It wasn't complicated. I just tried to keep it simple. But I said, if you do 12 months performance club at 5 sales, 60 sales, and you're a senior associate, you're going to make $6,000. Then you're in the performance club, so you're going to get 12 months times $300 a month. If you don't take it, you just don't take the car. You just take the money. Performance club will pay you $3,600 a year. You know, so now you got $6,000 off your sales, $3,600 off your performance club bonus. You're making $9,600 a year. Now, where you work at, walk into your boss tomorrow, and you're doing the very minimum that you'll do at work. This, folks, this 5 sales a month is a very minimum that a person should do. That's just a little better than 1 a week. You're going to get $9,600 a year, and plus you're getting eligible for a free trip. And this is based on the 3595 plan. So, you know, where else can you go, make $9,600 a year on a minimum, plus a trip, have the possibility of a trip? You know, I don't know where you can do that. I don't know. I mean, I've never seen anything. I worked hard in another company that I was in, I told you the other day, and didn't have that possibilities. In building a team, a dream written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal broken down in steps becomes a plan. A plan backed by action makes a dream come true. You know, I'd like to ask all of you one question that I really get a lot of kick out of this. And when I'm sitting down with somebody that's been in the business a while, I ask them one question. I'd like for all of you to stop and think about this. If you recruited the best associate that's ever come into Legal Shield today, would you be ready for them? Now stop and think about that. If you recruited the best associate, I don't believe the best associate's been recruited yet. I just still don't believe the best associates they've not been sponsored into our company yet. The best associates still out there. But if you recruit them, would you be ready for them? Are you doing the things to be prepared for that? You know, I know, and I'm just going to throw this out because I know it's a fact. I know Dave Roller recruited Dave Savola, and I know Dave Savola. Organization generated 1 year for Dave Roller. Dave Spoto's organization was about $600,000 in income off of that one team. Now, would you be ready if you recruit somebody like that? And could you recognize it? And would you be willing to plug them into? Are you ready to plug them into the system of the coin system and the Legal Shield system? Are you really ready for that person, and do you really know, and are you willing, and would you plug them into it? Because it's out there. I'm telling you, I really believe it's out there. Helen Keller says that, you know, one of her famous sayings Helen Keller was asked, is there anything worse than being blind? And she says, yes, it's having sight without vision. And do you have the vision to recognize that? Do you have the vision that you would be willing to put forth the effort? Excuse me, because I really believe, Frank and Teresa, that that's going to happen, and I don't know who it's going to happen to, but success is all about getting things done. Success is about plugging into to calls like this. Success is about working with people. Success is that. Folks, when I got in this business 30 years ago, we had nothing to plug in. I had every excuse in the world to quit. Wilbur Smith lived in Ada, Oklahoma. I got a sponsor now. It's 450 miles from me. I got into business, went to a group training school in Springfield, Missouri. I'm going to tell you a quick story. I don't know if Frank's ever heard it, Trace, or not, but I went to a group school in Springfield, Missouri. He said, can you get some people together in Arkansas next week? And I said, yeah, I can get some together. He said, I'll be there Monday morning. That was Friday night. Monday morning, I had a group of people together. He come in. He brought the sales books in. He got up in front of the class, and he said, I'd like to introduce the new state manager of Arkansas, and he's going to be doing your training. And he stayed around for about an hour, and he headed back to Oklahoma. Now, I went to school for 3 days, and next week I'm the trainer. Now, I know that y'all got more knowledge than that, and I know you got better situations than that. But it just depends if you want to do it or not. And then from there, you know, Legal Shield, Prepaid Legal, went through, like I said, the roads, the rock roads, and the dirt roads that were slick and everything else. But, hey, they're all paved now. They're all paved. I mean, Las Vegas is coming up in April, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Are you registered? Are you going to wait till the first year when it goes up and have to pay more? Are you going to, are you around to it? Just quit being around to it and go ahead and do it. I mean, folks, I love this business. And, again, I've been around here long enough. I don't have to do anything anymore. But I'm going to tell you something. If you come around, you're going to see me. As long as I can get there and be there, I will be there. I'm not going any place. They may run me off, but I'll just run back. I'm kind of like the dog you take off down the road and you drop off. You get back home, he's beat you home. That's kind of the way I am with Legal Shield. You can't run me off. I'm here to stay.
Larry, people ask us all the time, when are you guys going to retire? You've been here 30 years. When are you going to retire? Why would we retire from something we love doing and helping people, working with people, going to wonderful trips, all the money that we're making? And why would we retire from something like that? We'll always be here. We'll always continue. But, you know, that's what's great about it. And it doesn't matter if you're a female, if you're a male. You know, nobody makes any more money than anybody else unless they're just going up the chart or the ladder. But, you know, you got the same opportunity. You got more opportunity today than we did when we first got in. But everybody's got the same opportunity in this wonderful company. And like everybody said tonight on the call, it's only going to get better, and we haven't seen anything yet. So
you know,
get ready for the ride.
Mary, I like what you told somebody one time. A young man said, well, I'm awful young. You said, well, recruit somebody older.
That's right. My grandson said that.
Yep.
When he first got in the business, he said, I don't think people will listen to me. I can't market this membership.
He's 18-year-old.
Yes. And I said, well, you know, talk to older people. Recruit you some older people that can do it. And it was all in his own mind, because once he started seeing that people were really listening to him, that's why he's done so good with it. But it was all in, he had already conceived that in his mind that he was too young.
If you're older like us, recruit young people that's got a lot of energy. Support them with knowledge. I mean, there's lots of ways to build this business. I mean, I'm excited about it. As I told Teresa, talked about down in Dallas, I said, hey, I'm on a cause and I'm on a mission. And, you know, I'm headed to the moon. And if you want to go with me, just get hold of my feet and I'm going to drag you there. Because I'm headed that direction. I mean, I am laser focused on where I'm going. Nobody's going to break that laser. You know, you may get burnt if you step in front of the laser. Because I'm laser focused on where I'm going. If you want to go, you'll get on the ship and you'll go with us. Because Legal Shield is headed there. I mean, we've got more stuff, more... Frank and Teresa have seen it, I know, and a lot of you have been around a while. See, we got better stuff than we've ever had. We got more stuff to do things with. So if you got better stuff and more stuff, we can do more things. Now is the time. Now is the time. If you know anybody, I don't care who it is, you need to get jacked up. You need to get fired up and fed up and don't let up. That's what you say. I'm fired up, I'm fed up, and I'm not going to let up. I'm focused. Get laser focused. Now is the time.
Larry, thank you. So this has been wonderful.
Yes, thank you both so much for all your comments.
Love your philosophies.
Yeah, and our team, I know, is loving it. They feel like we're in your, you know, in your dining, in your living room or whatever. Just kind of sit down and letting you pour your heart out to us. Thank you so much, and great tips. I love your three questions, and you know.
And the structure of the performance level.
Yeah,
is there anything else you'd like to ask me? I mean, I'd be glad to. We jump off.
Larry, I really appreciate all your time, man. It's just been wonderful. You taking time out of your life to do this, you and your wife, and we so much appreciate it and honor you for doing that. And we have to have you again on here sometime.